Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to another episode of Usagi Yojimbo Podcast. I'm your host, Mike, and this is a podcast all about Usagi Yojimbo and my journey reading through and giving my thoughts and opinions on each and every issue of the series, the Giant series. And if you want to help the podcast, tell your friends, share the podcast, get the word out there. That's the best way to help. Also, leave ratings and reviews, and you can comment on Spotify and leave reviews on Apple Podcasts. I will read them, respond to you, and whatnot. But we got a good one for you guys today. We're looking at Volume 3, Issue Number 5 of Usagi Yojimbo, and we are looking at the Chrysanthemum's Pass, which that's kind of a tongue twister. I had to record it several times, and I kept messing up the name. Chrysanthemums. Now I can say it properly, I think. I don't know. But our story starts out with this dog, man. This guy, he has one eye. He looks very cartoonish, I have to say. Very much almost like a Hanna-Barbera character. But he's sneaking around, trying to make sure nobody is following him. He knocks on the door. The person that answers, they say, "Oh, it's about time. And your suspicions were right. There actually is a conspiracy against our Lord, Miyagi." Come to find out, actually, Lord Miyagi will be assassinated as he travels to the provisional capital for a meeting of the area lords. And apparently, one other lord has already been assassinated. And they're like, "Oh, who hired to kill our lord?" The men say. Because these men are very devilish and deceivish, apparently. And they're starting to talk and whatnot. And they're like, "Oh, man, we really got to cancel this trip. You know, imagine if ours were the only lord not to be present. You know, it could bring bad dishonor to our clan and whatnot. But we got to double down. And, we got to make the effort to actually get out there so our lord can actually vote on whatever agreement they're trying to agree upon." They also wonder if this is the work of the Dark Lord Hikiji, which I don't know if we ever called him the Dark Lord Hikiji before, but that's a very interesting way to look at Lord Hikiji, being somebody who's very much like omnipresent, or like We always hear people talk about Lord Hikiji, but we've only seen Lord Hikiji, one time, I think it is, in this entire series, up to this moment, which is, it's just funny to think about how big of an impact Lord Hikiji actually has on the world of Usagi Yojimbo. As the men of Lord Miyagi are talking, they're like, "Oh, who..." They start to finish up their conversation. They're like, "Oh, who's actually going to kill or try to kill Lord Miyagi?" And the man is like, I don't know if I'm butchering this name or not. The Tarako. I hope I said that right. And apparently the Tarako are actually big supporters of Lord Hikiji. And we transition from that to Usagi, who's in a town. I love this little detail they added in, where there's kids playing around Usagi, like running with a wheel and stick, and one's on like stilts. I love that. And they got some unsavory men, I guess you could say, who are looking and eyeballing Usagi. One of them kind of whistles and makes kissy faces at Usagi. And they're starting to laugh, and they're like, "Hey, you gotta pay the toll." And Usagi's like, "I'm not paying a toll. Just get out of my way so we can move along." And they're like, no. And they're like, "Who are you to disagree with us and not pay us a toll?" And he's like, "My name is Miyamoto Usagi." He starts to go into the spiel, and they're like, "Ah, no, long ears. You long-eared shrimp. He thinks he's better than us. He's actually gonna beat all five of us." Well, little do they know is Usagi is awesome, and he actually takes them all on single-handedly without even removing his sword from the sheath, which we've seen him done many times before, which I love that aspect of Usagi. He's not necessarily going to, like, kill people first. He's willing to disarm them, you know, with his martial arts or whatever, and to get through something rather than just, like, shed blood, which I really like. And I love seeing, like, the reactions of these hooligans or brigands as they get beat up by Usagi, which is fun to see. He beats them all up, and we actually see this old man. He looks like an old, like, lion, I want to say. He kind of looks like a lion, kind of like a Katsuichi almost, but old and short, and carries around a stick. I mean, Katsuichi carried around a stick, didn't he? But he's like, oh, excuse me, samurai, are you in fact the Miyamoto Usagi who in the past he was associated and assisted Lord Noriyuki of the Gaishu clan? He's like, oh, yes, I am. He's like, haha, I knew it. I heard of you in my travels in the Gaishu province. My name's Icho, and Icho, we come to find out, he is a medicine dealer. And he actually travels the country leaving medicine at various homes, apparently. And when he comes back again a year later, whatever medicine they've used, they actually pay him for that medicine. And Usagi's like, whoa, this is actually a really interesting business plan. And I have to say, yeah, he really is very much on, like, the trust scale. Like, you're really leaving, like, trusting a lot of people to be like, oh, you owe me this money later on if, in fact, you use the product that I provide for you, which I'm pretty sure back in the day they probably did use that medicine very frequently, I would say. Icho happens to ask Usagi, which way are you bound? He's like, oh, I'm going towards the west through the Chrysanthemum Pass. And he's like, why that way? Are you going? And he's like, well, no real reason, except I've heard it's very beautiful this time of year. And they kind of part ways, and he's like, well, thank you for your time, Usagi. You know, I have a few more stops to make in town. I hope we meet again one day. Usagi says the same. They part ways, and Icho says he was a pleasant enough fellow. And Icho decides, you know, oh, there's an inn. I'm going to go drop in and get some tea, because I guess he's thirsty. We transition from that to more of Icho's point of view, where he's, like, singing, like, a folk song about feeding pigeons, apparently, is what we get from the little blurb at the bottom. And we see him going through the countryside, and he actually comes upon, like, a rest stop. And we've seen these before in the series, and he actually happens to run into a familiar face. He runs into Usagi, and he's like, oh, Usagi says, oh, hello, Icho-san. And Icho is very like, oh, Usagi-san, I didn't expect to run into you again. And you're like, oh, yeah, you know, come sit down, have a break, you know, let's grab a drink, you know. And like, oh, you know, I'm very surprised I caught up with you, Usagi-san. And Usagi's like, yeah, you know, I'm in no particular hurry, and I'm enjoying the scenery. And Icho says, yes, it is lovely, but I've dwelled long enough, apparently. And he must be on his way. And Usagi's like, hey, let me travel with you for a while. Good company is enriching to the soul, as the beauty of nature is, apparently. And Icho's like, oh, yeah, you know, we can go along with each other, you know. As Usagi and Icho are actually walking along, Icho points over to this one path. He's like, oh, can we go over there? You know, I hear the view from this point over here is really beautiful. Let's go take a look at it. And Usagi says, you know, the sun will be setting soon. Shouldn't we continue to on to the end? And Icho says, you know, it won't take long. You know, and you will very much appreciate the view. And we get this very beautiful picture of this landscape. They're on top of this cliff. The wind is blowing. There's leaves blowing in the wind. It's a very, very beautiful scene, I have to say. Usagi happens to see something down below. And he sees a procession. And, you know, it's probably some rich person going for, to the market or whatever, and they kind of laugh and have a chuckle. And we see them walking with this, like, they're carrying, like, this, like, I don't know what it's called. Not like a rickshaw, but it's like a carrier thing. And they're, like, holding it on their shoulders, and there's a person sitting inside of it. And Usagi's looking, and Ichigo goes to put his hand up towards Usagi, and Usagi says, "Who's there?" And it kind of surprises Ichigo, and Usagi's like, "Show yourself," and they both turn around. And you happen to see a hunter, and they're like, "Excuse me, sir, I'm just a hunter, apparently, and I don't want to intrude." And Usagi's like, "Oh, no, it's no intrusion, you know, we were about to leave." They say goodbyes, and they're like, "Oh," he's like, "Oh, goodbye, sir," the hunter says. And the hunter is standing up on this cliff. He's like, "Oh, there's Lord Miyagi's procession right on time. And, you know, I'm, you know, at the precise meeting spot. And apparently the mercenaries they hired should be arriving soon." He's like, "Hey, where are they?" We happen to see this claw burst up out of the ground. And we get the Mogra ninjas are here. And these guys actually showed up a long, long time ago in a story I actually never actually covered for the podcast, because at the time I had the Usagi Yojimbo origin trade paperbacks. I didn't have the big complete collection of the Fantagraphics run at the time, so I never covered the Mole Ninjas introduction, which takes place in Usagi Yojimbo book 1, which is the homecoming story where Usagi first meets Jotaro for the first time. And we see these guys pop up out of the ground, and I forgot how, like, creepy they are. Maybe I'll have to go back and cover those original stories that I didn't get to cover that were in the Usagi Yojimbo Origins books. Let me know if you want me to go cover those stories. Elsewhere, we transition. We see Ichigo and Usagi. It's nighttime now, and they're at the Chrysanthemum Inn. They're like, "Oh, let's stay here. You know, yeah, it's going to be a good time. We'll get a bath, get some sleep, get something to eat." You know, they kind of crack jokes and start being like, "Oh, man, you know, my legs are buckling under me. You know, I'm so tired and whatnot." They eat. You know, Ichigo goes to get ready for bed. He starts walking along the pathway, you know, singing and whatnot. And an arrow gets pointed at Ichigo's face. And we see the hunter from earlier. He's like, "Oh, you're getting old. You're getting old, Ichigo. I remember a time when no one could get the drop on you." And Ichigo's like, "Don't forget your station, Izo. You know, I'm your superior. Everything is going as planned." And Izo is like, "You know, of course it is. You know, I'll get the job done. You're just backup in case things unforeseen circumstances go awry, and we need you to basically step in." Speaking of that, who is the Ronin who is traveling with you, Ichigo? And he's like, "Oh, his name is Miyamoto Usagi. You know, I've heard of his name before, traveling in the Gaishu province as a medicine peddler. He is a friend of Lord Noriyuki of the Gaishu clan, and he once thwarted Lord Hikiji's plan. And I had to be sure he being here was a coincidence and not he didn't know about the plot to kill Lord Miyagi." Apparently, Ichigo actually tried to lose Usagi originally, but because happenstance and coincidence, he actually met up with them again, and unfortunately, he became his traveling partner. And Izo said, "You know, what's the problem? Just slay him." And Ichigo says, "You know, I was going to push him off the cliff, but you showed up and ruined everything." Ichigo and Izo kind of part ways. And Izo says, "You know, just make sure nothing else goes wrong. You know, when we of the Kuroshi accept a job, we always complete it," apparently, is what Ichigo says. And they kind of walk off from there. Moving along, Ichigo actually goes in to where Usagi is staying. He's like, "Oh, finally the Ronin is asleep. Now my chance to get rid of him, you know." And he goes to get his stick. And his stick has a hidden blade in it, just like Ino does. So, very interesting. another person who has a hidden blade. And we see him. He's like, you know, I'll show Izu, you know, I'm not one to be trifled with, he says. And he goes to, like, pull on his sword slowly. We see Usagi reach for his sword, and he, like, who is there? And he kind of, like, you know, hits his sword on top of, he's not really hitting it. He, like, kind of points at Izu. He's like, Icho, he does. And he's like, you know, I'm not used to having a roommate. And it kind of freaks Icho out, like, a lot. Which, Icho makes a funny face when he's freaked out. It has to say, I was really funny as I started laughing at this point. Icho says that his sixth sense, Usagi's sixth sense, that is too sharp for him to kill him when he's asleep. No matter, he will die with Lord Miyagi tomorrow, apparently. We transition from that to Usagi and Icho walking through like a canyon almost. And they're like, oh, here's the summit pass, you know. It's down here from here, Usagi. And they happen to see the procession come by and they stop. They kind of pay their respects, give a bow and whatnot. And we get a big, huge rock slide. A lot of people, unfortunately, get hurt in this rock slide. Usagi asks Icho if he's all right. He's like, yes, I am. The landslide cut us off from the rest of the procession, apparently, is what one of the guys say. And Lord Miyagi is unharmed, which is a good thing. You know, and one of the guys is like, I want the pass cleared quickly. And there's an aftershock, and the mole ninjas shoot up from the ground, attacking all of Lord Miyagi's men, which is a cool scene to see. And Usagi goes after them and actually takes them all down, which is a really, really cool scene. And he actually saves one of the samurai. He's like, you'll have to do more than with your legs, you know. And he's like, you've got to use your sword or you're going to lose your legs, is what he says. And then some of the men end up getting hit with arrows from the hunter, a.k.a. the assassin Izu. And they're like, oh, he's sitting ducks, you know, I'm going to get him. And they actually end up killing Lord Miyagi. Izo's work here is done. He's obviously the superior person in this. And Usagi's like, oh, he's getting away. You know, and then the Mogrums have disappeared underground. And the man who Usagi saved says, wait, samurai, let him go. Usagi's like, he just killed your lord. It's a samurai's duty to avenge his lord. And help happens to arrive. And Usagi's like, you were his, I can't say this, I'm guessing it's like head guard. And how can you act so inconsiderate, apparently? And we see the men who showed up as the backup. One of them says, are you all right, Lord Miyagi? And he's like, yes, I am, thanks to the samurai. And Usagi is shocked and surprised. He's like, if you're Lord Miyagi, then who is that? And he's like, see for yourself, samurai. And they actually have a dummy in the place of where Lord Miyagi was going to be, which I was like, oh, man. What a plot twist, because, I mean, I had thoughts, apparently, going into this. I had thoughts, and my thoughts were, I thought that Icho was actually going to be Lord Miyagi when I first read this, possibly in disguise. But then, I got a plot twist within a plot twist. So, like, I was totally wrong when I read this, because Lord Miyagi ends up switching places with the dummy. And he's like, you know, my spies reported that there would be an attempt on my life. So, you know, only very few people knew about what was actually going on, you know. And, you know, well, they'll be very much surprised when I show up to cast my votes. And they think I'm dead, but actually, I'm not. So maybe they'll see a ghost. Icho is very upset that he got tricked. And he's like, that's... That incompetent Izu, you know, he bungled it. So he's blaming Izu on everything, apparently. You know, and he's like, once I accept the job, I always finish it. And, you know, he's like, my life is inconsequential. The honor of the Assassin's Guild is at stake. And Icho goes in for the kill. Sadly, he does not get his man, Lord Miyagi. Because Usagi actually takes him down. And Icho says, you know, oh, curse you, Usagi. I knew you were trouble when I first saw you. And he dies and plops down. Which we don't get a death skull in this particular death. So maybe he's still alive? Who knows? But Usagi ends up saying, an assassin disguised as a medicine peddler. I heard of such one. A killer while traveling through the Gaishu province. Though I hoped I was mistaken and it wasn't you, Icho. So, I guess even though Usagi's name gets around, Icho, the peddler assassin, his name also gets around. His reputation also gets around. And that is where this issue ends. I have to say, when I first was getting into this story or reading the story, I wasn't expecting it to be like this really good story. I was like, okay, we got another like bodyguard story on our hands. You know, we've already kind of had that, you know, recently and whatnot. But this one actually did surprise me. It brought it, you know, took some tropes, you know, of it kind of pulled the wool over my eyes. And I was like, oh man, you know, this Icho, he's not going to be such a bad guy. No, he's a bad guy. He's a bad guy. The most unsuspecting person is probably the worst guy in this issue. And whoa, boy, Ustan Sakai very much like, he got me with this plot twist. I wasn't expecting Icho to be an assassin. I wasn't expecting Lord Miyagi to have a double. And when I thought Icho was going to be Lord Miyagi at one point. Man, it's so crazy. It's cool to see the Mole Ninjas come back again, you know. It was a fun, pleasantly surprising read, I have to say. It took a lot of the tropes that we kind of already get with an Usagi or a samurai story with, you know, being the bodyguard. I guess you could say Usagi wasn't a bodyguard at this time in the story. You know, he was just happened to be somebody passing through, and he was became an unsuspected bodyguard and whatnot. But it was really cool to see the ins and outs and the political intrigue and the people who tried to like assassinate Lord Miyagi and like what his stake is in the world was at this time. You know, it was really interesting to see like all the little pieces kind of folding in on itself and, you know, bringing back in the element of Lord Hikiji, who has kind of sort of always been in the back of like the Usagi world. Even bringing in Lord Noriyuki and his name and whatnot. And like, it's interesting to see like how much Usagi's name has, like, people have heard of Usagi, which I found interesting, and vice versa. Like, people heard of Icho, even though he's kind of like a one-off character almost, I would say. But I have to say, there was no death's head, so Icho could technically still be alive. I have no idea. But this one, a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. It, like I said, it took me by surprise, and I actually had a lot of fun with it too. Like, I love seeing like the songs that Icho was singing and how like Icho was kind of almost the main character of this story, sort of. I mean, you know, in the aspect of like, we got more of his point of view than I feel like Usagi's point of view. And like, just him like just trying to get rid of Usagi and just it just not working out for him, which was really funny to see. This issue, very fun, recommend it. And I hope maybe we get some callbacks later on in the future. Maybe Icho is still alive. Maybe we'll see Izo again, because Izo technically is not dead. But man, that guy, he's a two-faced, all in it for himself kind of person, I feel like. But yeah, fun issue. I enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. Catch you guys on the next episode. Stay safe. And make sure to go read some Usagi Yojimbo, because that's like one of the best comics of all time, in my opinion.